Seth Carrier from Niwa. Seth, a very, very balmy Anzac morning in Dunedin yesterday. I think it was about 14 degrees for Dawn Parade, the warmest I think I've ever been.
Yeah, it really wasn't too bad temperature-wise. I think, you know, the warmer temperatures in the last couple of days, we certainly need to enjoy it, because it does look like as we head into next week, some colder air is going to come in. And looking a little bit longer term, it looks like the month of May as a whole could definitely tend on the cooler side. So the warm days that we get, I think we need to enjoy them, because they could be few and far between as we go forward.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know a lot of people were making the most of it here yesterday. A lot of people heading to the beach for walks, for coffees. It was great to see. But we are still, we've still got a few areas, especially of the North Island, the top of the south, the east of the south as well, either in drought or near drought, which is kind of unusual this late in April.
Yeah, certainly. So basically what we've been dealing with in recent weeks, in the last couple months, in fact, is very much an El Nino-like air setup. So basically that leads to more westerly or southwesterly winds than normal. And so what we've seen is typically quite a bit of rainfall for the west of the South Island and the lower South Island, places like Southland, maybe parts of Otago. But further to the north, like Canterbury, Marlborough, things have been really dry, and the east of the North Island as well. Now, a couple weeks ago, we had a pretty good rain event in the top of the South Island. Things improved there quite a bit. But still, Canterbury in the east of the North Island as we speak right now, still quite dry. Yeah, just based on the flow we've had, the east has really been sheltered from those significant rainfall events.
Yeah. What else stands out for you? I nearly called you Chris there. Seth, standing in for Chris Brandolino, anything else standing out for you over the next week or so?
Well, I mean, as we head into the weekend looks pretty nice across the country, quite a bit of high pressure. I think it's dry for a vast majority of the country, so should be a pretty enjoyable weekend. As we head into next week, I think maybe Tuesday, Wednesday, a front moves up the South Island, and it will bring some rain, hopefully even to the east of the South Island, bringing at least a little bit of rain. Doesn't look like hugely substantial rainfall amounts, but definitely, you know, something is better than nothing.
Yeah.
I think as we, you know, again, looking longer term as we head into May, it does look like we could see a lot of those continued southerly or southwesterly winds. And again, as I mentioned before, that helps to bring in those cooler temperatures. So May as a whole could tend on the cooler side. And I think, you know, again, the west of both islands, the southern South Island, could be getting the bulk of that rainfall as we head through the next few weeks.
When's the next couple of NIWA reports coming out? You've often got some outlook, climate outlook reports.
Yep. So we always look out 3 months in advance. The next one will be coming out in early May. Don't know the exact date yet, but I think by the middle to probably later part of next week, maybe Thursday or Friday of next week, the next update should be coming out, and that will cover May, June, and July.
Yeah, I was thinking we must about be due one of them. We haven't talked to Chris Brandolino about any of these Climate Outlook reports for a wee while. So do you get any time off coming up, Seth, now that you're doing the hard yards this week?
Well, actually, one of us is always on call 24 hours a day, because the weather doesn't necessarily it doesn't correspond with business hours or weekends. So I'm on call this coming weekend and through next week. But yeah, thereafter I do get some time off.
Nice, good to hear that. Seth Carrier out of Niwa, standing in for Chris Brandolino. Really appreciate your time.
You're very welcome. Have a great weekend.